All right, Derek Warren here with Jody Taley of Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, as always, there's all kinds of events going on. It seems like every month there's something new coming to Effingham or a continuing event from the month before.
Yeah.
So what do we have on tap for February?
Yeah, so we've got a lot for February that we're really excited about. One of the things, the Effingham Performance Center has a ton of shows this month that we're really excited about. Actually, the first one is February 1st, this Saturday, Bored Teachers, The Struggle is Real, comedy tour. And I think that's going to be, I think if you're in the education system, it'll really resonate with you. But if you're a parent or you just like comedy, I think it's just going to be really funny. It's going to be a good one. And I just love comedy shows.
Yeah.
So it's fun when the Performance Center brings those in. I think it's
everybody loves to laugh.
And yes.
They always got good comedy coming through there.
Yes.
So it's always nice to hear when another one comes through.
Yeah, absolutely. So super excited about that. That's February 1st. On February 6th, Drumline Live is coming to the Performance Center. And I think that's just going to be a really entertaining show. I think kids would really enjoy that. If your kid is, if your kid likes music or just likes a high energy show, I think that's going to be really great.
That sounds similar to like the Blue Man Group or something
like
that.
Yeah, I think so a little bit. Yeah, like very, very high energy, entertaining musical. So February 7th is Puppy Pals Live. This is a great family show. I'm super excited about this one. I think we're going to take our kids to it. It is all different kinds of rescue dogs, and they do these crazy tricks. So again, like super high energy, very entertaining for kids. I think you can even maybe before or after the show, they're going to have the dogs out in like the lobby area so the kids can get kind of up close and personal with the puppies. Just like a really great family-friendly show in the middle of winter. So a great idea for, the kids to be able to do something fun.
Yeah, and it's always nice to see how smart the dogs are to do all those
tricks. Yeah, it's so wild. I don't think we can get our dog to do that, but...
Right, my dog looking like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, we'll get some ideas for him. And then on February 15th, Eagle Mania. So that is the world's greatest Eagles tribute band is coming. So if you love the Eagles, this is a must-see show. Again, it's like the top Eagles tribute band. So we're really excited for that one. February 2nd is the Six String Summit. So this is Marty Williamson and his crew. They put on a live show, and it's just kind of a lot of just really talented musicians. They're going to be singing and playing, and it's a really, really cool experience. We really encourage people to come to this show. Nothing like it anywhere else, and you're going to know some of those musicians up there. Some of them, they've got, kind of teenagers all the way up to, the guys like Marty that have been doing it their whole lives. So very entertaining and a really, really cool show.
Yeah, you got plenty of experience in there, but some new guys as
well. Yeah,
so nice to hear that.
Yeah, super cool. And then February 28th is the Marshall Tucker Band. So that's another really popular band that will be at the Effingham Performance Center that we're really excited about. So another really, really great show. And then I want to plug the CEO class, their hometown showdown event. That's actually March 1st. So we've got about a month before that one. But that's going to be a really fun. It's a CEO class here in town. It's their class business, their event that they put on together every year. It's called the Hometown Showdown, and you can get tickets for that right now, too. And that's going to be a really fun event. It's a, I think it's kind of like a game show-esque show.
Okay.
So Greg Sapp is going to be helping he's one of the announcers for that show, along with Avery Brooks, I believe. So it's just going to be really entertaining, a lot of fun back and forth. And I think maybe anybody can win some prizes along the way. So it's going to be a fun event, and I hope people will support the CEO class in that too.
Yeah, extra incentive to go. You can win something.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be fun. So all of that is literally just the Effingham Performance Center. A lot of stuff going on. There's also, we always have a lot of live music going on too. February 2nd, Chicago Farmer is at Village Wine.
Okay, yeah.
February 8th, Posse Music Works is actually doing a fundraiser. at Village Wine. And if you're not familiar with POS Music Works, this is Bill Pasalacqua and his group. It's a not-for-profit group. And they just do so much for the entertainment, the music industry here in Central Illinois. And this is their way, their fundraiser to continue to celebrate music and the arts. And they put on a lot of live music. They do stuff for kids. You know, they also have in the summer, they have Moxon Creek Festival and Summer Sundown Music Festival. Yeah. And they do other stuff outside of the Effingham area too. But this will be a really fun event. Lots of live music, just fun stuff going on there. Anybody is welcome. So I think that's going to be a fun thing. February 7th and 8th is also Love Local Downtown Shopping. And that's just a fun shopping event to encourage people to shop local in the downtown area. They'll have specials going on and different things like that. So you can always follow Experience Downtown Effingham on Facebook, and they always have all of that stuff there. But that's another fun thing. And then we also have a lot of, February 13th is live stand-up comedy with Bob Zaney at Tuscan Hills Winery. So Effingham Comedy brings in a lot of comedians to Tuscan Hills Winery throughout the year, and it's so entertaining. Amber Kinkler does such a good job with bringing these things in, and it's perfect for, you know, the pre-Valentine's Day date, or also maybe just, you know, maybe you just want to go with your friends. And, you know, again, like we were talking about earlier, it's just a fun way. Everybody loves to laugh, so I think that'll be really entertaining. Definitely. And I think it's $20 a ticket, which is very reasonable, and then you can enjoy Tuscan Hills Winery while you're there. And then we just Valentine's Day in general, we have actually a lot of like food tastings and different things like that. Besides food, Sting Arts is doing a paint and sip night on February 14th. So grab a partner and go and, you know, have Jamie Sting help you design something, you know, paint something beautiful while you get to relax with somebody that you love. Lucia's is doing, Lucia's Italian Kitchen, they're doing a Valentine's Day 5-course menu. That sounds delicious. Super upscale Italian food. That's February 14th also. I'm sure reservations are required for that. Probably. So you want to reach out to them for that. Firefly Grill is doing their annual tasting. I think that's February 14th and 15th. They always have, I think it's like 4, 6, or 8-course meals that you can choose from. And it's just so good. So again, reservations are required for those, and I know those usually fill up pretty quickly, so if you're interested in that, you want to get a hold of them right away. Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, just so 2 weeks away.
It really is.
Time flies.
It does. And then also Village Wine is doing a Valentine's Day dinner. I think they always pair up with Table for 12, and that's February 15th. And again, I'm sure you'll want to contact them to get a reservation for that. But just if you're wanting to go that extra mile for Valentine's Day, it's always fun to do those types of food tastings for that. So
all kinds of stuff for Valentine's Day.
So much. And besides that, there's always just, like we said, live music usually on like Fridays or Saturday nights somewhere you can find. And we always encourage people to follow along for us on either Facebook or Instagram at Visit Effingham, or just look on our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com. We've got all of our events on there. We try to find everything, but if you have an event that you want us to post on there, you can always contact us at the tourism office, and we'll get that event on there too.
Yeah, if you know something that's not on there, make sure to contact
us. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It always fills up the website, and there's already a bunch of stuff there. You want to make sure yours is known as well.
Absolutely.
All right.